Nerd Soul.
All right, y'all. That's what's up. Lay ill kid at one, y'all. So we riding, we doing our thing, we chilling, and we hoping that this show ain't whack. That's right. We talking about Secret Invasion. My boy Sam Jack, and I got his back. So we gonna see. Look, I'm hoping that this show. Look, Sam, don't do this to me. All right, be good, and let's go. Alright, before we get started, let me say this real quick. Whenever we go in somewhere, why does it seem that bad guys always be up in Moscow? Like, is Moscow like, is it like, you know, tax free or no income tax for bad guys or something? Like, because whenever it could be Mission Impossible, it could be Bond, we always go into Moscow. So I'm just asking that. Maybe some people in the villain community can tell me, let me know, what is up with Moscow and bad guys always being there? Oh, Prescott is talking about information being trusted. Real quick, do you guys trust Ross after Black Panther, Wakanda Forever? He wasn't really a bad guy. And I mean, I guess he was trying to help, but I mean, he was too stupid to know that his old girl was like listening on a call. So like, are we still down with him? Are we still down with Ross? Also, when Ross threw away the phone, he forgot to break the phone and then throw it away. Look, I watch a whole bunch of like, you know, spy thriller stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I know before you throw the phone, you got to break it. Either you got to step on it, or you got to break it in half, and then you throw it. I'm just saying, he's not following spy protocol. Alright, so it seems that Agent Prescott is on to this, right? Now, since we're not following the comic book version of Secret Invasion, we don't really have like Reed Richards and stuff involved in this. Let me know in the comments. If some dude came to you and said, "Alright, check it, look. There's people that look like us, but they're not us. They're aliens. They shapeshift. And they look like Prescott looks like right now. His hair is all frazzled. His ties, neckties half loose. He got all these, the wall are crazy with all the pictures and stuff. Would you believe him?" Alright, as I'm listening to Prescott talk, yes, he does seem like he's, you know, a little off his rocker. And we, of course, we watching this, we're biased because, of course, we know Secret Invasion and we know all the stuff from the MCU. But if I'm Ross, and I don't know any of the stuff, I'm just Ross, I'm just chilling, I think I might be inclined to believe some of this because we are dealing with an alien race that can shapeshift into whoever they want at any time and essentially be virtually undetectable or indistinguishable from the real person that they're copying. So I would at least take this with a little bit more than a grain of salt. I mean, wouldn't you? All right, Ross, I'm gonna have to check you real quick. This fool had the nerve to say there's only a tiny handful of them on Earth. What? I thought that, okay, maybe I was wrong. I thought we had the Skrulls on the space station sword or whatever. The space station with Sam Jack at the end of, was at the end of Captain Marvel? I thought they were all up there. They let Skrulls on Earth? A tiny handful? What do you mean? Prescott's right. What are you talking about, a tiny handful? You don't know. You don't. All right, let's think about this, my dude. Say you let a tiny handful. What's a handful? Let's say five, okay? You let five Skrulls on Earth. All right, you don't know about any technology like that. You ain't that good. And guess what? We ain't got Tony Stark around here no more to do any checking for you. You know what I'm saying? I guess you could say that you got Ant-Man around, but he doesn't really work on that kind of stuff. Also, Ant-Man is in his own trouble, just coming out of Quantumania. But anyway, scratch that. So let's say five of these Skrulls is like, well, look, like Prescott said, you know what? Earth kind of nice. You know what? Kind of nice. I think I'll take it. So how about they use their little alien transmission that we don't know? We don't know how to track that mess. They got special frequencies or something. And they tell all their peoples, yo, man, yo, come on down to Earth, B. Come on down to Earth. It's all good. And they can't stop us. They look, one, Skrulls have super strength, I believe. Check me on that. Let me know. But I believe Skrulls are stronger than your basic human. Also, you can't detect them. So you don't know. It could be thousands out here. Shoot, on the real, let's be for really real. 20 could cause calamity anywhere. Think about this. Think about the dust that has been kicked up over deepfakes in the last couple of years. Now imagine a deepfake that is coming from what you assume is a real person standing in front of you, shaking your hand. Bruh, for Ross to just hand wave a handful of, wow, bruh, what is going on with like national security? All right, so I'm guessing Prescott didn't believe that Ross is the real Ross, but maybe he is. See, that's the thing with this. He didn't seem to overpower Prescott, so maybe Ross is just regular Ross. But this does also, they said for the last 30 years, this could change the context of the MCU back to phase one, honestly, if we think about this stuff. Wow, this is, man, Maria Hill, Nick, any of these people. Real quick for my Disney Plus people working in there on the you know, the production and dev side or whatever. Instead of saying in the captions, shouts in Russian, could you let us know what that person is saying in Russian? Because that could help me a lot in trying to figure out how serious this chase is. Now, on the film side, this is a cool chase to watch, especially watching someone like Ross, who we know, Ross is cool, but Ross is kind of, he's always, you know, kind of come off to me as a paper pusher. So to see him scrambling and trying to get, I actually feel a heightened sense of danger for him, because this isn't like, you know, this isn't like Captain America is running for somebody, or Black Panther, or, Miss Marvel or someone who we know has the abilities and the powers and whatever. This is just a regular dude. Okay, so I see how they're about to play this. So what they're going to play is that there's a good group of Skrulls and a bad group of Skrulls. The only thing is that we still have to go back to Prescott's information and relay it to someone, because when he hit the ground and I saw him moving, I was like, I don't think that's Ross. But this is... All right, so this does throw an extra wrinkle into there, because now it seems that we have two factions of Skrulls that we're going to have to deal with. And Talos, that we know, the good guy Skrull from Captain Marvel, I guess he's on our side as far as we know. All right, quick note, I do like the opening sequence of the show. But once we get started, look, I ain't going to let y'all do Sam Jack like this. He already got a bum knee or something he already walking like he got some kind of arthritis or something. Look, he gonna have, come on y'all. Y'all can't do this to my boy. All right, because we gonna have some serious things for him to do in this show, and we ain't got time for bum knees. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no time for no arthritis. We need him in tip top shape. We got all this technology. We can't get him a new cybernetic leg or something. We can't give him some special, you know, lubrication on his knee joints or something. Man, we gonna have to watch him fumble around. I can see it now. All right, so we get the whole layout of what's going on. Gravik, you know what I'm saying? He's out there. He's mad that we ain't got a home. So I guess assume he's like, yo, we gonna take this one. Now, this is where I would have loved a little more context in the Captain Marvel movie of the Kree being like, y'all don't know the Skrulls like that. You know what I'm saying? They will come and take over your whole planet. Stop playing around. So the Kree, not to say the Krees are in the comics and in the movies, Kree are not, they're not a lovable bunch. You hate both of them. But about Skrulls, they are not lying. So back to this. I'm willing to give this show a chance and see where it goes, because I love Samuel Jackson, you know what I'm saying? See how this plays out. But with Talos saying basically, yo, if he's able to do his plan, your species will cease to exist. How is this not an all hands on deck? Now, we don't have many remaining hands because, of course, Black Panther's gone. And when I say Black Panther's gone, I mean that T'Challa is gone. And now Shuri, at the end of Wakanda Forever, it seemed like she ain't interested in being Black Panther neither. She kind of like walked away and like, look, I'm done with this. So you ain't got no Black Panther. Captain America ain't around. Iron Man ain't around. You do have Ant-Man, but it seems like he's not super plugged in. You got Hawkeye, sort of. Falcon, sort of. Doctor Strange. You really don't have much. I mean, Scarlet Witch, she crazy and she's dead, assumed, right now. So, you know, you have Miss Marvel coming up, but I mean, she's still young. That's a lot to put on her. Stuff like, you know what I'm saying? So we don't really have, I guess, many hands to put on deck. But I mean, this seems like a situation where it should be more, we need to get some people involved and quickly. All right, Rhodey, how you gonna be out here snitching to the Poe on some, like, they're effectively AWOL. You know, we intercepted a transmission, but we don't know what they're talking about. Look, if anyone deserves the benefit of the doubt, it's, if I was gonna say there's characters that deserve the benefit of the doubt, it would be Nick Fury and Captain America. Those would be two characters that I would be like, okay, if you don't know what they're doing, why don't you get in touch with them first? And see, before you go to the president or whoever you telling, like, come on, man. Like, you hate to see it. All right, Nick. I'm guessing you got, you know, kidnapped on purpose, maybe? But, bruh, you saw a girl playing with a ball in the middle of the night. Something ain't right. That's all I'm saying. Something ain't right. So they going, I guess they going to throw the racism on thick on this one. They start, because when he said he was going to go for a walk, Talos was like, you're in the middle of Russia. You're going to stand out. It's like, look, first thing, there's black people in Russia, man. All right, stop it. Like, let's not act like there aren't black people in Russia. Yes, Russia is in Eastern Europe. There are a lot of white people there. It's a white country, you know, but it's not like black people do not exist in Russia. It's not like you will never, ever see a black person in Russia. Then old girl Sonya getting mad racist before we even take the hood off, take the mask off my head or the bag off my head. Look, I ain't playing this mess. I ain't got time for it. I'm old. I got a bad knee. You know what I'm saying? My beard ain't got no luster or sheen in it right now. I'm not playing, all right? You about to get some justice if you keep on messing with me. Man. Yo, look, okay. This, one thing I like about this is that we're dealing with the snap again, because there's a lot in phase four, that I felt didn't even really regard the snap at all. And in this episode, the first episode, we're, you know, dealing with the snap a lot. Like, yo, yeah, this was a big deal. And I don't think I like people saying he old. I mean, yeah, he's old, but he's old, but he's not done. And they acting like this man is useless. Alright? This is still Nick Fury. Alright? This is still, like, alright. Perfect example. Michael Jordan is old, but I still would not want to play a one-on-one game with him. Alright? You know what I'm saying? Is, look, the man is still Nick Fury. Alright? He's still Nick Fury. Friggin' Fury. Don't, look, put some respect on his neck. You know what? That's what it is. It's ageist, and people also always have a recency bias. You know what I'm saying? What have you done for me lately? How about me making a space station that protects you and me every day, huh? How about me protecting the whole world from space? Did you forget that, huh? Do you need some help to remember that? Now, you coming in here talking about, oh, you old, you ain't even see my people coming. He like, I got caught so I could find you, dumb. Look, yes, the snap changed everyone. But don't be coming down my street acting like I'm too old to be in the game, all right? Because I don't play. I'm Nick Fury. All I gotta do is get in the gym, you know what I'm saying? Hit a couple, you know, hit the cables a little bit, a couple squats, get back on the Stairmaster, and I'm back. Alright? So all I'm saying is stop playing like I ain't who I am. Alright, I got a question about new Skrullos. Alright, so they growing their own Skrull produce, and I know we kind of already talked about the air plant or whatever that Talos was growing, that it adapted to the planet or whatever. I guess we're making some leaps in saying that, you know, the Skrull plants can just grow here. But I mean, maybe, you know, Earth soil is just on point like that. All right. Now, we got satellites all over the globe. So can't nobody see these people growing new plants and crops all over here in, I guess, some Eastern Europe or something like that? Then another thing. I will give a little credence to this whole thing with the home planet. It's been 30 years. Y'all ain't found nothing for them yet. Like, we got planets. We have Earth-like planets that, you know, like, we found through NASA. So with Saber out there, I'm sure, and, you know, Captain Marvel and stuff, I'm sure, you know, with the Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm sure they were able to find a planet for them to go to. But at the same time, any planet that they would find would have to be uninhabited, I guess. Because if it's inhabited, they're going to go in there, they're going to beat everybody up and take all this stuff. So maybe that's it. Maybe they haven't found an uninhabited planet. But I'm like, between Captain Marvel and the Guardians of the Galaxy, I figured we could have found a planet for these guys by now. So maybe they do have a legitimate beef. Alright, so we are new Skrullus, right? If y'all supposed to be so awesome and great, why y'all ain't clean this place up? This place still look like a run-down factory with broken up shack. Y'all couldn't, you know what I'm saying? She said they're about 500 strong. So y'all couldn't clean up the place a little bit, sweep up, maybe wipe down the walls, wash the windows a little bit. Y'all living up there all dirtified and everything in shambles. And you want to have the rest of the planet too? Nah, bruh. Y'all gonna have to learn how to clean something up. Then on top of that, I see y'all out there playing soccer or football, huh? Why you ain't playing your own games, huh? Skrulls ain't got your own game. Oh, y'all trying to copy that too? Now, she also said that what's behind this door is victory. Victory of what? Ain't nobody fighting y'all. We don't even know we fighting you. We as in humans. So it's like victory of what? It's only a victory if the two sides know that they're fighting one another. What's going on behind these doors is straight up conspiracy. Not no victory. Victory is if the humans know y'all coming and we fighting and y'all fighting. But y'all ain't doing that. Y'all sneaking around like a whole, you know what I'm saying? Like some people that be sneaking around. That's all I'm gonna be saying. All right, so shouts out to Nick Fury for leaving the surveillance device. Also, shouts out to Sonya for standing in perfect view of that of the surveillance device. But don't worry about that right now. Look, we getting our spy on. We got information to get. Now, the Skrulls, what they doing to these random people, taking their minds and stuff? Yo, that's crazy, yo. The Kree were right about them. They was right. Alright, so there we have it. Gravik said, first, homie called him G. Look, don't be calling people G. Alright? That's the Earth. Y'all want Skrull so bad. Y'all want to be all scrolled up. Don't be using our terms. Alright? G, that's something we did. All right. We use G. You know what I'm saying? That's my homie D over there. That's T. Big T. That's G. Don't be using that. All right. Call him Gravit. All right. Don't be trying to use our cool terms. Also, he's serious. He said we don't stop until Earth is ours. So I wonder from this first episode, I wonder if we're going to have a season two, if they're going to wrap this all up in one season, because maybe they stomp this out real quick. But even the dude that brought this information is talking about how I guess everybody feel like Nick is washed up and ain't nothing to worry about. I know I've been talking about, you know what I'm saying, don't be calling Nick Fury old and stuff like that. But straight up, the whole thing with Poprishkin or whatever, the Skrull that had the, you know, the art or whatever, the whole good cop, bad cop with Talos getting worked over. He said he looked like he's showing a little age too. Look, man, these young Thundercats, all right, out here whooping up on you. It's actually kind of funny to me. See, you know, he was like, huh, look, I got this. This is my fight. And Nick was like, look, man, you sure? Because you ain't looking good. Your back got hit twice, all right? So if you get that reference, shouts out to you. But anyway, I'm feeling that scene. I also like the look on his face, Talos's face, after, you know, seeing his the Poprishkin or whatever dead, because he looked at Nick and said, I said no. But Nick, like, before we even got in, like, look, man, you know we're gonna have to hurt some people, right? Like, we're gonna have to hurt some humans, and we probably gonna have to hurt some Skrulls too. So like, this idea that we're gonna be able to stop someone who wants to take over the world and who is like caging up people and stealing their minds so that they can subvert, you know, whatever governments they want to be able to take over this planet. Bruh, we gonna have to hurt some people. And when I say hurt, we probably gonna have to kill some folks. Now I know why they had Amelia Clark little self in that big old jacket, so that her stunt double could do the moves they needed to do on Maria Hill. Oh, man, when she forced her up against the wall, I was like, what your little self gonna do? But I forgot, this is a Skrull, so she got superhuman powers. So we gonna give her some grace on that, because we know real Amelia Clark, she would have got balled up real fast. Oh snap! I didn't know this was like his daughter Gaia. Now also, when she said how her mama died, and he said, ask the people you work for. Oh, snap. Gonna have to come to Jesus moment. Yo, all right. So the moment that little saying in the bar where he said, spooks like me buying shots. And she said, you can't say that. He said, no. You can't say that. You say that, we got a problem. Now, I say that, I can make the choice on what I say or not. Now, at the same time, I don't believe that we should use those terms. But that is upon us to make that decision at that time. You, Maria, though we are cool, but let me tell you something. Don't you never cross that line. Now, also, as Nick, I'm going to be honest, he going to have to break somebody off real quick, because I'm tired of people calling me, oh, all right? If I'm Nick Fury, I'm like, look, if one more person call me old up in here, but look, all I'm saying is, just because you old don't mean you gotta be, everybody gotta be acting like you dead or something. I mean, yes, he's got a little age on him, but I mean, that don't mean, you know what I'm saying, look, there's classic cars that's old, but people still like them. Why? They still run, they still fast. Look, all I'm saying is they ain't respecting them like they should. Alright, as we're at this Unity Day event, I think that this might be too easy. The whole infrared spray thing, it seems like this might be too easy for our team of Talos, you know, Maria and Nick. Because she said there was supposed to be three bags, and we've seen two. something ain't right about this. It seems a little too easy. Alright, yo. Graphic ain't playing out in these streets. Like, first, I didn't expect Maria Hill to die in the first episode. I thought that maybe she might die by the end of the show because, you know, they gotta raise the stakes, but in the first episode, and he pulled off these bombs, and it seemed like there was four. I might have counted wrong, but it seems like there were four bombs that went off. So this is gone from this is something we gotta contain or some Cold War stuff to nah, bruh, this is a full hot war right now with the Skrulls. And honestly, I ain't taking no prisoners from, like, yo, what's next? All the like, what else can they do? You know what I'm saying? Alright, so all in all, this first episode, I'm down with it. I like the feel of, you know, people being like, you know, this over the hill guy, he's coming back, but he's more of a, you know, more of a nuisance than anything, you know, kind of on some, he's just someone who's in the way, he's inconsequential. Gravik seems to be serious, and the fact that he killed Talos's wife, aka, you know, Gia's mom's, that throws a wrinkle in stuff. Then we also don't know about the situation with Gia, because she said she was going to mark the book bags, but there's no way she didn't know those backpacks were empty because she was carrying them herself. So I don't think she's really on our side or think she changed, kind of like, you know, like Talos was saying. So I'm in. I'm down to watch this. I'm down to keep up with this. You know what I'm saying? Phase 5 has been picking up some steam, so I'm willing to keep on going. Guys, holler at me. I'm going to holler at you down in the comments. Let's talk Secret Invasion. This is nothing near what we got, but when things adapt, they change. And due to having 10 years of history that has been completely different and changed, and some of the 616 and some of the Ultimate Universe and all this stuff thrown in it, you know, I'm willing to see how they, you know, play this out. So, of course, until next time, until the next scroll changing, until the next mind wiping, until the next explosion, this is for me to you saying peace.